If I can just make it through January, February, I'll march on through, boys, I'll march on through all the water, all the water, all the water, so clear. I'll give you 99 boys.
Contra Buffoon from the Ezra Quartet. They are a collective that plays classical, jazz, rock, and bluegrass, focused on the creation of genre crossing and style mashups, which we definitely heard in that track there. Before that, we heard Abigail Washburn and the Sparrow Quartet with the track Captain, and that is from a self-titled album. You're listening to Roots and Berries here on Campus Community Radio, CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Robin. I am with you here over the noon hour on Fridays. And hope to be back on a regular basis now that I'm a little bit more mobile after having broken my leg a couple of months ago. Darn ice out there. Just before we get on to the last set of music, I wanted to kind of wink and nod to the grocery stores that have lovely bundles of rhubarb now in stock. And I know it's not a berry, But it does partner so beautifully with berries that I was salivating just thinking about strawberry rhubarb something, or, you know, blueberry rhubarb something, or berry rhubarb something, and got curious about, you know, this kind of rough and tumble plant that from when I was a kid, I remember it just growing in the back alley everywhere. And what the heck is it? Where did it come from? How did it become kind of a staple in pies? So it's actually a vegetable, even though it's cooked like fruit, because it's tangy. If you haven't had it, I remember, you know, as kids, we used to pluck it and dip it in a bowl of sugar and then eat it raw, just dipped in sugar. But it appeared in a Chinese medicine book for the first time about 1800 years ago. Although trade in rhubarb goes back farther than that, the value, in fact, of rhubarb was reported in 1403, saying that the best of all merchandise coming to Samarkand was from China, especially silks, satins, musk, rubies, diamonds, pearls, and rhubarb. That's right. It garnered a higher price even than cinnamon, opium, and saffron. Yes. Some of the earliest culinary rhubarb, and not medicinally used rhubarb, was from England and Scandinavia, where they hybridized the plant, selecting open pollinated seeds so that it, you know, grew into the species that we know now, and not just this wild sort of plant. But it's obviously had quite a history, and is still used for, I know it's really good for your kidneys. That is, if you don't add the sugar, and you can handle the tartness of it. Not sure how else it's used in terms of the medicine, but that's what I learned about rhubarb, and can't wait to dig into some strawberry rhubarb pie, because strawberry season is coming up soon also. All right, let's get to the last set of music here. Hopefully I'll be able to squeeze it all in. This next song comes from an artist who's got an album on the playlist here at CJSF, and Connor, the music coordinator, flagged me on it. The artist's name, Britt Taylor. I believe this is about it's a full length record, and it's solid. I gotta tell you, it's really solid. It's called Kentucky Bluegrass, and she's a good little songwriter, and it's got a good sound. We're gonna have me here to start this set off on Roots and Berries. Thank you.
sails out on that line like that jaybird perched at the top of the pole. But this bird's gotta fly. It's all right, it's all right, it's all right. If you don't want to love me, well, I think I'll take to drinking, maybe do a little dancing too. Biscuits, let 'em try my gravy too. It's alright, it's alright. Every word I said was true, but these days it ain't hard to find somebody new. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. If you don't wanna love me, if you don't want these peaches, don't go shaking on this tree. If you don't wanna love me, supposed to be right in front of me.
supposed to be right in front of me. Talk some sense to me.
I use you as a warning sign that if you talk enough sense, then you'll lose your mind. And I use you as a focal point so I don't lose sight of what I want.
Sense to me. Oh, and I found love where it wasn't supposed to be, right in front of me. Talks the sense to me. I use you as a warning sign.
Thanks for listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.
Infinite mountains surround.